Hey, this is Brian Jones with the Jones Zone Podcast and Transformation Coach with Fully Inspired Coaching. I left my career as a realtor because I was unfulfilled and I wanted to step into my true purpose, helping men rediscover and reclaim who they truly are. Follow me on my journey as I aim to help 10,000 men rediscover who they truly are and to find their inspiration by making their head-to-heart transformation. Hey, look, I've learned from the best in the game, and now I'm sharing the keys to the kingdom. This is Brian's Fully Inspired Show. Fresh from Miami. Brian Jones is back in the building. How's everyone doing? So, yeah, I was in Miami this past weekend. I left last week and got back Sunday night. For my shop.com business convention. And we had a blast, man. The thing, you know, with these conventions, they're so inspiring. And my worry, though, however, is what happens when that wears off. So I'm determined not to let that wear off. So I set up some goals. I set up some goals to work towards and a vision, goal board, all that stuff. So I'm not going to let it wear off. I'm determined to grow this business. And I went to the owner of the company's like $40 million estate. So, I mean, it was amazing. He had his yacht parked out front on the ocean. It was amazing. Very inspiring to be around people who have made it in order to get, because what happened, where it was is after the event, they had, after the convention was over, they had like an after party / mingle with the millionaires type of deal. So everybody who got invited to this after party at the owner's house has to pull in a certain number of, basically they make like $25K a month. And so I was a plus one. I was a plus one there. So the guy who took me got me in, and I got to hang out with some amazing people and learn from, you know, people who are pulling in millions of dollars. And it was amazing and very inspiring. So I'm determined to get there. I'm determined to get to that level. But wasn't all. Shop.com. I finished up my Golden Path workbook coaching program that I have been working on, and I'm so proud of this thing. I'm really proud. I have been working on it for the past several months and got the workbook completed. The Golden Path is the path to radical head-to-heart transformation, and I would like to share I would like to share the week one, what we start the program off with, and it's the law of pure potentiality. You've heard me talk about it before, but the common thing here is ego versus the self. And in week one, I share in the book, I share the old parable about the Indian chief, Native American chief, and his grandson. I'll go ahead and read it. It says, an old Cherokee chief was teaching his grandson about life. A fight is going on inside me, he said to the boy. It is a terrible fight, and it is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, self-doubt, and ego. And the other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. This same fight is going on inside you and is going on inside every other person too. And the grandson thought about it for a minute, and then he asked his grandfather, which wolf will win? The old chief simply replied, the one you feed. So I address this in week one because it's all about mindset. And then the following 8 weeks of the Golden Path coaching program, it's all about feeding the right wolf, feeding the wolf that's full of love, full of peace, hope, serenity, compassion, faith, and kindness. Truth. That's the wolf we want to feed. And that's why we have to realize that there are two wolves inside of us. And that's what week one is all about. So this workbook has actually homework assignments, and it's going to be a private Facebook group where you can rely on people, accountability. Week two, I talk about emotional power and a lot of healing in this week. It's a heavy week. We address the trauma that you're going through. Write down your false beliefs or your beliefs about or stories that are holding you back and identify, are these true or false? Which wolf is this? Which wolf am I feeding by telling myself these stories? Week three, man, this is great stuff. Week three is about relationships. Again, we do a lot of mirror work here, affirmations and building on the relationship, the most important relationship that you have, and that's the one with yourself. And then we go on the outside and start working on those outside relationships. Maybe you have a friend who you've had a falling out with, and you really miss them, right? Maybe you really miss the friendship, but your ego and your pride is holding you back from reaching out. Whoa, week four, reclaim who you are and what you really want. So we're going to write down what makes you happy, and we're going to schedule some of these things into your weekly routine. Now, this is all about becoming a non-drifter. So a non-drifter, they're the people who feed the right wolf. Drifters, you know, they lack confidence. They lack clarity. They don't take care of themselves spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally. They drift through life. And they're the ones who are feeding, typically, generally speaking, they're the ones who feed the wrong wolf. Non-drifters, however, know their purpose. They know they have clarity. They take care of themselves. They know what they want, and they're not willing to accept temporary defeat. Routine is week five, where we talk about creating routines and putting in what makes you happy, making that part of your routine. Like for me, I enjoy basketball. So being able to play basketball as a form of exercise in the morning, that makes me happy. I'm going to add one positive thing to your morning routine. One thing that's going to make your day more positive. And we're going to add it into your routine. And then again, we're going to put this inside a Facebook group where you have accountability. Mindfulness, week six. So this goes from confusion to clarity. So if you look around your office or house or garage and notice, is it messy? Is it full of junk? Is it, or is it neat? Because there's a direct correlation between your mind and what's going on. Like I look around my room right now, and to be honest, it's kind of messy. You know, that's being fully transparent. My room is a mess. So I'm going to take before and after pictures. And after I clean it up, because what's going on inside, a lot of what goes on inside your external world is a direct correlation of what's going on inside your head, you know? And meditating is a great way to get clarity inside your head. Week seven, identity. So what does your non-drifter identity look like? Write down your new rules. What are you no longer willing to accept as a part of your new identity as a non-drifter, an inspired non-drifter? It may be procrastination. It may be overeating. It may be directfulness. It may be, you know, you had to come up with that. What does your new identity no longer do? Give in to old habits, right? Climbing the emotional ladder, week eight. This is the 4A process that my coach Brandon Hawk taught me. Awareness of what you're feeling. All right, we're going to do this together on the coaching call. Accept what you're feeling. Amplify that energy and write it out into inspired action. And once you're in a state of inspired action, How do you want to feel? Ask yourself these questions. How do I want to feel? What do I want? And what am I willing to do to get it?
Ooh.
That's a powerful week. Once you learn how to do that, life becomes, I don't want to say easier. It becomes in your favor, I guess is a good way to say that. And then week 9 is call to action. You know, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do in 3 months from now when something goes wrong, when you're facing temporary defeat? Go back to the workbook that I have that I'm going to give you and follow it. You know, because we're all still going to be facing temporary defeat at all points in our lives. And when we're facing that temporary defeat, now we have the right mindset to say, hey, no, I'm a non-drifter now. I'm not going to give in to this temporary bullshit defeat. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Gene? Mean Gene, woo! So yeah, I'm really excited for this. And if you want to learn more, it's fullyinspiredcoaching.com/goldenpath. This could be something that changes your life, and I take great pride and it's such an honor for me to be able to help people with this. So next week I got something for you guys, but that's all for today. I really wanted to just introduce this to you guys. I'm something that I'm super pumped up for, super passionate about. When I get to work on my purpose now, you know, because this is so important to me, because most of my life I was a drifter. I had drifter qualities. You know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I drifted. I went from the Air Force to working for Domino's Pizza as a delivery boy. And a lot of my identity was always tied into what I did. And what I did, like, I never really took great pride in it. So it's like my identity, I never identified as somebody who was really prideful. But now as a non-drifter, understanding this is my purpose and I'm working towards it, that's something that I can take pride in. You know what I mean? So my identity now is somebody who is working towards his purpose and helping others get inspired. So that's why this is really so important to me. But anyway, thanks for listening. Have a good day. We'll talk soon. Stay inspired, get inspired, and make a difference. Peace. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Brian's Fully Inspired Coaching. I have a free gift that I want to offer you. If you head over to www.fullyinspiredcoaching.com/self-discipline, I have a self-discipline mastery ebook I would love for you to check out. It's completely free, and this book is going to show you how you can master self-discipline and build the mental strength to stop excuses in their tracks so you can finally reach your goals. If you're anything like me, you could use all the help and self-discipline that you can get. So head over to fullyinspiredcoaching.com/self-discipline, get the free ebook, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much.